إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in what will be our last lecture for this month of Ramadan, in our last Jumu'ah in this month of Ramadan, Al-Mubarak, the topic that we want to talk about tonight is Zakat al-Fitr, yani its significance, its importance, and rulings concerning it. Indeed, with only a few days remaining in this month of Ramadan, maybe 3 or 4 days, I think today is the 26th day, right? 26th, so we have 27th, 28th, and 29th, maybe 3 or 4 days remaining. With the Eid al-Fitr in front of us, then indeed, from amongst the important things that we should be concerned about now is taking any advantage of the few remaining days that are with us now, and the few remaining nights that are with us, and especially tonight being 27th night and 29th night, of course, being any of great significance. Additionally, we should be concerned with preparing for the day of Eid, yani these two important days out of the whole year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for the Muslims to gather for worship and for expressing gratitude and for yani enjoyment at the occasion of the completion of the month of Ramadan and Eid al-Adha on the occasion of Hajj. Preparing for the day of Eid, particularly the Salat of that day, the Salat al-Eid, and the Zakat, Zakat al-Fitr, on this occasion, and the Takbir, and so on, whatever goes with that. So tonight, because of the importance of Zakat al-Fitr in reference to the fast of Ramadan, which we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us success in completing this month, 29 or 30 days, completing it with fast that is acceptable, and prayers that are accepted by him, and other good deeds. We hope that, inshallah, that our fast will be purified, that it will be purified from whatever shortcomings, defects, and faults have occurred during this month by the Zakat al-Fitr. Yani one of the most important purposes or objectives of Zakat al-Fitr is not what most of us think about when we think of Zakat al-Fitr, that we are giving some benefit and doing a favor to those who are needy. But rather, what is more important than that, if not at least equally important, is the favor that we're doing to ourselves in the purification of whatever shortcomings and defects have occurred during our fast. And the Zakat al-Fitr is first and foremost an expression of gratitude to Allah, and then secondly, a purification of the shortcomings and defects in our fast. And finally, it is a means of yani feeding or nourishment for those who are needy on the day of Eid. So we want to talk about this tonight. But before we do that, before we talk about Zakat al-Fitr, briefly, inshallah, we just want to go over a couple of points from last week. And last week we talked about the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وأنتم مسلمون. I'm sorry. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته نعم ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And in this ayah, O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah in the way that He deserves and do not die except as Muslims. Yani do not die except in a state of Islam upon Tawheed. Yani there are a couple of points that we want to mention just quickly concerning as a review or refresher of our memory from last week. And the first of them is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Does anybody remember something from what Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah said in explanation of these words? اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Observe taqwa of Allah in the way that He yani is deserving of it, yani in the way that He has a right to it. He mentioned the statement of Abdul ibn Mas'ud. Does anybody remember the statement? Naam.
Yeah, he said that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah should be obeyed at all times and not disobeyed.
Naam.
And He should be remembered and never forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be always shown gratitude and never angry.
Naam. Yani Abdul ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said the meaning of observing the taqwa of Allah in the way that He deserves it is that we should be obedient to Allah, always obedient to Allah, not disobedient to Him, and that we should remember Allah all the time and not forget Him, and that we should be show gratitude to Allah and not ingratitude, and not ingratitude. And this is very important, yani explanation from the great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdul ibn Mas'ud, explaining something of the significance and importance of this statement, observing the taqwa of Allah in the way that He deserves it, in the way that He deserves it. Remembering Him all the time, yani being obedient to Him all the time, and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that He deserves. And the second point of great importance is the explanation of Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir for the saying of Allah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And he also mentioned something very significant concerning this statement, and do not die except yani as Muslims, except in a state of Islam. Does anybody have any idea what, yani remember something of what he said concerning this matter of not dying except in a state of Islam? Naam.
I think he mentioned a hadith that he said that you should not die unless in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day.
Okay, you should not die except believing in Allah on the last day. Naam.
That you meet people, you greet people the way you want to be. You meet people the way you want to be
met. Meet people the way you want to be met, meaning treat people the way you want to be treated. Naam. This is one of the hadith that he mentioned. He mentioned a few other hadith, but he mentioned the actual yani explanation of yani how do we fulfill the command of not dying except in a state of Islam. How can a person achieve this? He said, حافظوا على الإسلام في صحتكم وسلامتكم. And he guard and protect and preserve your Islam when you're in good health and safety and security. Naam. Why? Because Allah al-Kareem, yani from His generosity, He has made it His ada, yani His way, His custom, that whoever lives upon a thing, من عاش على شيء مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever lives upon a thing, Allah will make it so that that person will be allowed to die on that which he lived upon. And whoever dies upon a thing, بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ, then he will be resurrected upon that. And we seek refuge in Allah from different, from anything other than this. Yani, how can a person assure that they will not die except upon Islam? That is that you guard and protect and preserve, give attention to your Islam in every situation or circumstance, so that yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His generosity and His kindness and His bounty and His favor, He has made it such that this is His way, that whoever lives upon a thing, they will die upon it. So if you live upon Islam, you guard and protect and preserve your Islam, then inshallah Allah will help you. He will make it happen for you. He will make it occur that you will die upon Islam. Whoever dies upon yani something, then they will be resurrected upon it. And we seek refuge in Allah from other than that. And there were a couple of other points, but anyway, for the sake of time, since we're a few minutes behind as it is, inshallah, we'll go into our topic for this evening, which is Zakatul Fitr. And I'd like to read just a few points from Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, Al-Badr, Hafidhum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve them, in which he mentioned, yani, the significance of the person who has been fortunate to see this, the month of Ramadan, to see a month of Ramadan, and to fast in that month of Ramadan, and to pray in that month of Ramadan, and to do other good deeds, and to reach the end of the month of Ramadan, which we are approaching the end of it now, that the person should be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, we're going to start with the point of gratitude, that inshallah we should have in our conscious mind, and we should have a consciousness of the obligation of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us Islam and guiding us to the sunnah and the correct aqidah and giving us the success to comply with and to act upon this guidance that He has given to us, and more specifically that He has allowed us to reach this month of Ramadan and to fast in it and to pray in it and to give charity and do good deeds. Whatever He has given us the ability to do during this month, we should be grateful for that. We should indeed be grateful and not be ungrateful. And gratitude, first and foremost and most importantly, is manifested in obedience to Allah. And the one who is really grateful doesn't just say, thank you Allah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, but rather they act in obedience to Allah, showing their gratitude to Him. And from amongst the signs of gratitude on the occasion of this month of Ramadan is the fulfillment of the obligation of Zakatul Fitr. And all of us, yani for the most part, we know what is Zakatul Fitr and we know about it. And we have been doing it, fulfilling it for some years, some of us for many years. So we know all about it. And perhaps this is only a reminder to us. And perhaps there may be some things that we have yani missed in the past, that we may have missed, maybe we didn't catch, or it didn't really click, or we didn't pay that much attention to it, and perhaps, you know, we might find something of benefit in what he says here. The first thing he says about Zakatul Fitr, hiya sa'un min ta'am, that it is a sa'a from food. What is a sa'a? A sa'a is what? Okay, it is, first of all, it is a measurement, not by weight, but by volume. By volume. It's a measurement by volume, not by weight. Okay? And that volume is what? Two, the palms connected together, filled up, right? How many times? Four times. Yani, what fits in the palms of the two hands is called a mud, and four of them, four amdad, four mud, is a sa'a. So this amount in volume, of food is what we're talking about when we say that the Zakatul Fitr is a sa'a, this amount of food. And in the Sunnah, yani there's clarification of, yani further clarification in detail of this food. The Shaykh, he says, جَاءَ فِي غَيْرِ مَا حَدِيثٍ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهَا فَرْضٌ, yani concerning the ruling of this Zakatul Fitr, it has come in hadith, many hadith, a number of different hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is fard, that Zakatul Fitr is fard. So this is the first point of importance, that this is an obligation. And it's not something that we are just doing voluntarily out of the kindness of our hearts, rather it is obligatory upon us. It is obligatory. It's fard. It's wajib. And this is very important, because if we know that it's obligatory, then we should feel eagerness. We should feel eagerness to fulfill this duty, knowing that if we fail to fulfill it, then we will be yani responsible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said it is fardun ala al-dhakr wal-unthar wal-untha wal-saghir wal-kabir wal-hur wal-abd min al-muslimin. Yani this statement here is based on the hadith of Abdul ibn Umar, as reported by Bukhari and Muslim. And the Shaykh will mention the hadith later, but he's saying that it's obligatory on the male and the female, the young and the old, the free and the slave, min al-muslimin. It's obligatory on who? On all the people from the Muslims, young and old, male and female, free and slave, from amongst the Muslims. Yeah, and it's obligatory upon the Muslims. The fact that it's obligatory on the saghir is an indication that even a Muslim who might not be fasting also is responsible for Zakatul Fitr, because it might be a child that could be 1 or 2 years old, not fasting. And yet, it's obligatory on whoever is responsible for that child to fulfill Zakatul Fitr. So it's important that we remember that Zakatul Fitr is not only obligatory upon the people who are fasting, it's obligatory on the Muslims, young and old, male and female, free and slave. Fasting or not fasting, it's obligatory on the Muslims. So if we have children, or maybe we have parents who are elderly who might not be able to fast, we might think that they are exempt from it. Rather, if we are responsible for them, then we are responsible to fulfill the zakatul fitr for them also, even if they were not able to fast. He says, وَتُسَمَّ زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرِ لِأَنَّهَا تَتَعَلَّقْ بِالْفِطْرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. And it is called زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرِ, yani the zakat charity of fitr, of the breaking, because it is connected to the breaking of the fast of Ramadan, yani the ending of the fast of Ramadan, the fitr. It's called زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرِ because it is a charity that's connected to the ending, the breaking of the fast of Ramadan. And it is obligatory on everyone who has reached any amount of time in this month of Ramadan, even if it is a little bit. Meaning, even a person who was born one day before the end of Ramadan, or a child that was born 1 hour before Maghrib on the last day of the fast of Ramadan, whoever reached من أدرك شيئا من شهر رمضان ولو قليلا, then it is obligatory on them also. It is also obligatory for whoever is responsible for them to fulfill the zakatul fitr. So, all of this is to remind us of what? That this obligation is not on one person individually alone, but maybe there are people under your care, under your responsibility, who you're taking care of. Then even if it is a child, even if it's a newborn that was just born 1 hour before Maghrib on the last day of Ramadan, zakatul fitr has to be fulfilled for them. So pay attention to this, that we don't miss this. He said that whoever was born before the Maghrib, it is obligatory that the zakatul fitr be fulfilled for them, because it is obligatory on the male and the female, the free and the slave, the young and the old. So whoever was born before the breaking of the fast, the ending of the fast of Ramadan, even if it was just moments, it is obligatory to fulfill the zakatul fitr for that person, that child that was just born. As far as the one who is being carried in the stomach of their mother, has not yet been born, then it is not obligatory for the child that's in the womb, who has not been born, it is not obligatory to fulfill the zakatul fitr for them, but rather it is mustahab. According to some of the narration from Sahaba, that it is mustahab, to even give zakatul fitr for the child that's in the womb, who has not yet been born. Not obligatory, not obligatory. So whoever was born before the sunset, on the last day of the fast of Ramadan, even if it was just moments, it's obligatory to fulfill zakatul fitr for them on their behalf. And whoever was born after the Maghrib, it's not obligatory to fulfill zakatul fitr for them. Rather, it is mustahab, as has been mentioned. After this, the Shaykh says, concerning the significance and the meaning of zakatul fitr, and this is very important because this is not a mechanical duty that we are just fulfilling, that we have to do this and we're just doing it. He says, فَهِيَ زَكَاتٌ لِلْفِطْرِ تَتَعَلَّقْ بِشُكْرًا لِلْرَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ وَالْمُنْعِمِ الْكَرِيمِ وَتُحْرَةً لِلْمُتَصَدِّقْ وَالْمُزَكِّي وَتُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينِ. These are three points that the Shaykh mentioned, that this zakatul fitr is connected to three matters. The first of them is shukran لِلْرَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ, gratitude to Allah, the Supreme Lord, Al-Mun'im Al-Kareem, the noble one who has given us of his bounties freely, of his bounties and favors. It is shukran to Rabbil Alameen. And it is tuhra, a purification for the one who is giving this sadaqah, Al-Muzakki, the one who is giving this zakat. It is a purification. And it is a tu'ama, a means of nourishment, a source, like a food, للمساكين, for the people who are needy, the people who are needy. So it is shukran, gratitude, and tuhra, purification for the one who is giving it, and tu'ama, and a nourishment for the people who are needy. It has been reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, in their two books, their two authentic books from the hadith of Abdul ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين. And this is the hadith that the Shaykh referred to in the beginning, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared it to be obligatory, farada. He made it obligatory to pay the, to fulfill the zakatul fitr. In what form? As a sa'a. This, yani, weight, this measurement of volume, a sa'a, four, two of the hands being cupped together four times. He made it obligatory to fulfill the zakatul fitr as a sa'a from dates, or a sa'a, this measure of barley. And it is obligatory upon the slave and the free person, the male and the female, the young and the old, from amongst the Muslims. So it is obligatory upon the head of the family, the one who is responsible for the family, to fulfill, yarhamukallah, for himself and for whoever is under his hand, yani who's under his care, from his family, from his children, to fulfill the zakatul fitr for every one of them by giving a sa'a of food. And a sa'a, as Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, yani when they measured it in volume, yani by the container that measures a sa'a correctly, properly, he said that it would be equal to about 2.4 kilos of the good grain of wheat. 2.4 kilos, which is about 5 pounds. About 5 pounds. So if a person didn't have a sa'a measurement in volume to measure it, then they can take some wheat or barley or dates or rice or whatever they're giving as food. They can take approximately 2.4 kilos, which is about 5 pounds. About 5 pounds in weight. About 5 pounds in weight. Okay, this is approximately, yani how the Shaykh has measured the sa'a, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. So he said it's obligatory upon the head of the family to fulfill this obligation for himself and for whoever is under his care, for every one of them, a sa'a min ta'am, a sa'a of food. And it has been narrated in the two sahihs from the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and this is a very important narration that requires some attention, and we will come to it in some detail as we go through this discussion tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, radiyallahu anhu, he said, "Kunna nukhriju fi ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-fitri sa'an min ta'am." And in some of the narrations he said, "Wakana ta'amuna," and he said that our food at that time was dates and barley and wheat and raisins and so on. Yani we used to give out during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of fitr, yani before the salat, on the day of fitr, a sa'a of ta'am. This is very important narration. A sa'a of ta'am. What did we used to do in the lifetime of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Forget about what people are doing today. Wherever they're doing it, even if they're doing it everywhere, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is saying, we used to, kunna nukhriju. We who? Companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In what era and what time? Fi ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to give a sa'a on the day of fitr, a sa'a of food. And in some of the narrations of Bukhari said, and our food was dates and barley and raisins and wheat like this. Okay? What kind of food were they eating at that time? What was common was such and such and so and so. But the point is what? We used to give a sa'a of food. A sa'a of food. This is crystal clear that the zakatul fitr is food. Our food at that time, he said, was such and such and so, meaning the common food that the people was eating at that time was dates and barley and wheat and raisins and like this. So aqid, yani baked, sun-baked khadis cheese. Yani they used to bake it till it became hard, like a little brick. And they used to eat it like that. And they still make it like that today. But maybe we don't eat that, so that we wouldn't give that to somebody. They don't eat that. Now, so this hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is critical for this discussion tonight. For this reason, the zakatul fitr is not distributed except from food. It is a sa'a of dates, or a sa'a of wheat, or a sa'a of barley, or a sa'a of aqd, yani sun-baked cottage cheese, or a sa'a of zabib, raisins, or a sa'a of urz, ruz, or a sa'a of dukhin, millet, yani a type of grain that's very nutritional. or a sa'a of dhurra, corn, أو غير ذلك من الطعام, or other than that, from food. And some of the scholars have mentioned, yani based on the evidences from the Sunnah, that the things that are in common between the what they used to give as a sa'a for zakatul fitr is that all of them are things that can be measured by volume, and all of them are things that can be stored. Yani they don't spoil quickly, so that the people, if they got a lot of zakatul fitr, because one person can get zakatul fitr from more than one person. Maybe you might have five yani people that you have to give zakatul fitr for. You might give all of those five portions to one person. It's permissible. Or you might give it to five different people. Or you might have one portion and you divide it in half and give half to one person and half to another person. All of that is permissible. But the important thing is what? It should be something that can be stored up. So if a person got a lot, they don't have to eat it that same day. They can eat some on the day of Eid and save some for the next day and the next week and maybe for even months. So it should be something that people can store. It should be something that can be measured by volume, and it should be something that is from the common, yani the normal food of the people of that time, from the staple food of the people, not something strange or weird that the people don't know about, they're not familiar with, they're not used to eating, or they don't want to eat, but from the staple food of the people. And these, all of these things that are mentioned in the Sunnah, and they are more than what is mentioned in this hadith and in the hadith that we're going to mention, all of them have these things in common. So for this reason, the zakatul fitr is not distributed except from food, and it is from dates and barley and wheat and aqit and zabib, raisins and rice and corn and millet and so on. The more the food that you choose is pleasing to the people of the land that you are in distributing it to, the more that it is pleasing to them, agreeable to them, ahabba ilayhim, more beloved to them, wa akthar isti'amalan indahum, and more in use by them, then the better. Then this has more right that this is what you should give. What? The thing that is more agreeable to the people, that's more beloved to the people, that's more in use by the people, then this is awla. This has more right that you should give it preference. فَلَعَلُّ هُوَ الْأَوْلَى لِأَنَّهُ يُوَافِقْ حَاجَةُ الْمِسْكِينَ. Because this is what is in agreement with the need of the needy person who you are given this sadaqah to. And this is more in agreement with their desire, what they would like, that which they are used to, that which they love, that which they prefer. That which they prefer. Not what you prefer. But what they prefer. And this is very important, that the person who wants the reward of Allah for giving this sadaqah should not just fulfill it with anything, but they should try to fulfill it with that which is best. With that which is best. However, if you give to the people that which they are not familiar with, and that which they are not accustomed to eating, and that which they don't have any need for, and you give them some kind of food that's permissible, but they have no need for it, then this doesn't fulfill their need. And for this reason, لهذا يتحرى الإنسان في البلد الذي هو فيه من طعام أهل البلد طعام الدارج المعلوف الذي يحبه الناس ويميلون إليه ويرغبون فيه. So the person should be eager in seeking, in searching, in making an effort to what? To offer, to distribute as zakatul fitr. They should pay attention to the food of the people of that place, of that land, the food that is in common use, the food that the people are accustomed to, the food that the people love and they are inclined to and they are desirous of. A person should what? يتحرى هذا. They should make an effort to try to select what they are given from that which will be more yani pleasing to the person you're giving it to, that they will be more inclined to, that they are used to, that they will get benefit from. Yani not what I want to give, but what will be yani more acceptable and pleasing to them. I think the rain is coming in the door. Now, we're reading from yani discussion from Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah. May Allah protect and preserve both of them. Thank you. The Shaykh says after this, وَلَا يُجْزِي إِخْرَاجُهَا مَالًا. And the person who distributes it as money, the person who distributes it as money, does not fulfill the obligation of Zakatul Fitr. They have not fulfilled the obligation. Yani they are not giving credit for having fulfilled the obligation of Zakatul Fitr. The person who gives it as money. And this is what we find as common today. This is what most people find easier to give, and this is what many people, and this is what many people prefer to receive. But this is not what Allah has legislated. Now,
question, Sheikh, because you took two different words here. You said the person who distributes it as money.
Yani who gives.
Meaning give here, because remember we were the festival the other day about the charitable organization. And they said people was given the charitable organization money, and then the charitable organization would turn that money into food stuff.
That's different. That's different altogether. First of all, the obligation is not on the charitable organization, it's on the person.
Right.
And once you give them your money and they promise they're going to give food for it, you're still responsible, because you have to make sure you give it to somebody that's trustworthy. We're not talking about distributing. We're talking about, when I say distribute, I mean you're going to give it, whoever you're going to give it to. When I say distribute it, the one who has to pay Zakatul Fitr, who has to give Zakatul Fitr, whoever he distributed, meaning who he gives it out to. He gives some to this person and gives some to that person. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the person who's responsible to fulfill Zakatul Fitr, who he or she gives it to. That's what we're really talking about. We're not talking about giving it to an organization. Yani, no, it's permissible to give it to a trustworthy organization if you, in your heart, feel content that they're going to fulfill the obligation, that they're going to actually buy food with your money and distribute food to the people who are entitled to receive it on time before Salatul Eid. If you feel content that somebody's going to take all that responsibility, that's up to you. But the obligation is on you. If it's not fulfilled, it's still on you. It's still on you. Yani, if you give it to somebody to take care of for you, you have to be sure that this person is going to fulfill that responsibility. And that responsibility is what? That they, number one, have to give food. And number two, they have to give it to the person who's entitled to it. And number three, they have to give it before the Salatul Eid. Yani, 1 or 2 days before the day of Eid. Not before that. Okay, if anybody guarantees you they can do that for you, and you feel incapable of doing it yourself, fine. Do as you like. But we're talking about food. If you give somebody some money, and they say they're going to buy food for you, and they're going to do this, all of that, that's up in the air. That's up to you, as you like. But your obligation is to give to those who are entitled to receive, the needy. Your obligation is to give them food, not money. If you gave somebody money, and it remained as money, or they gave out the money as money, that's on you. Because it's your responsibility, not theirs. That's on you. But we are not obligated to give money. The Shaykh says that whoever gives money, then they have not fulfilled the obligation of Zakatul Fitr. Some of the people, they are giving money. And this does not fulfill the obligation. Because money was present. And this is a very important point. Please don't forget it. Money was present in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. There were gold coins and there were silver coins. Money was present in the era, in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. There were gold coins and there were silver coins. They were present. And nonetheless, the Prophet ﷺ commanded that food be given as Zakatul Fitr. And the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, when they informed about what they used to do in his lifetime ﷺ, as in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that we mentioned, they informed that they used to give food. They did not used to give money, even though money was present in their time. So whoever says, yani, we can give money, this is better, well, money was present then. And the Prophet ﷺ did not legislate giving money. And the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they did not give anybody money. Okay, so this is one point. That just try to keep it in your mind, yani, so that it becomes clear to each of us and whoever else that we may have to convey this to, that money was present in that time just as it is in this time, and there was a legislation in the Quran and in the Sunnah and the Sharia of Allah for giving money to pay people's rent, to help them buy clothing, housing, or whatever it is, yani, from Zakatul Mal. As far as this Zakatul Fitr, it's not money, yani, it's food. It is not proper for the person in this situation, and after we know what the Prophet ﷺ commanded and what his companions used to radiallahu anhum do, it's not proper أن يقدم رأيه على حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That a person gives preference to their own opinion over the hadith of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Be careful that you don't take your personal opinion or somebody else's opinion, anybody's opinion, over the instruction and the guidance and the practice and the command of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some of the people يَجْتَهِدُ فِي مُقَابِلِ النَّصِ وَيُقَدِّمْ رَأَيْهُ عَلَى النَّصِ الْوَاضِحِ. Some of the people, they make ijtihad. And they, in face of the clear text, and النَّصِ الْوَاضِحِ, clear text from the Prophet ﷺ, they give preference to their own opinion over what came in not only an authentic hadith, but a clear hadith whose indications are crystal clear what they point to. Money was present in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the time of the companions radiallahu anhum. Yet, no one was commanded to give anything as zakatul fitr except food. And then the Shaykh repeats the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it obligatory to give zakatul fitr as a sa'ah of dates or a sa'ah of barley. And then he mentions again the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, in which he said, we used to give in the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of fitr, on the day of yani Eid al-Fitr, a sa'ah of food. A sa'ah of food. And as I said, in some of the narrations in Bukhari, it's mentioned that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu defines or explains or clarifies what was the food that they were eating at that time. And he mentions the likes of raisins and dates and barley and so on. So it is not, yani zakatul fitr is not fulfilled by food. And whoever has given it as money, whoever has given it as money, then it will not fulfill this obligation. It will not be fulfilled except by giving food. A person must purchase a sa'ah of rice or a sa'ah of barley or a sa'ah of wheat, bur or qamh, or a sa'ah of dates, or a sa'ah of raisins, or other than that. Any food. And this on behalf of every individual member of his family. He must give a sa'ah for every individual member of his family that he's responsible for, their maintenance. And if a person sometimes were to bring this food to his house, and he brought a bag of rice, for example, in his house, and his children and his family are with him, and the sa'a, yani the instrument for measuring the sa'a, is with him, and then he begins to measure out a sa'a from that rice, and he says, this sa'a is for me, yani on behalf of me, and this sa'a is for my mother, or the mother of the family, and this sa'ah is for so-and-so, and this sa'ah is for so-and-so. Meaning, mentioning the members of his family, showing them, especially showing his family and his children, that this is something that is worship, and we should see it. It should be manifest, and we should know it, and we should appreciate it. So he's showing them that this is a sa'ah for every member of the family. In this way, the children, they will come to know this aspect, this sha'ira, this aspect, this religious aspect of the deen. And they will come to know about this type of ibadah, this worship. This is worship. Just like the children when they're small, they see their parents, their mother or their father praying. They see them praying. Naam, they should see us worshipping Allah. And they begin to imitate it. So children, they see their parents fulfilling this obligation, this act of worship, this ibadah, and they look forward to the day when they will also be doing it. And it will be said to them, or it could be said to them, we are going to some of the people who are needy. Yani with these sa'ah, we are going to the people who are needy. And it also can be said to them that it is a tuhra for the sa'im. It is a means of purification for the fasting person. And a tu'ama, a nourishment for the needy people. So a young person lives in the house and they see this great aspect of the yani religious aspect of the deen and this lofty, noble act of worship. After this, the Shaykh, he says, and he mentions this hadith about the significance of the Zakatul Fitr. He mentions the hadith and then he discusses and explains something of the meaning of this hadith. And this is something that perhaps if it's in our heart and in our mind, in our conscious mind, in the forefront of our mind, it helps us to appreciate the greatness and the magnificence of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in this act of Zakatul Fitr. It has been narrated in the hadith of Abdul ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, as it came in the Sunan of Abu Dawood and other than his Sunan, that he said, يعني Abdul ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has made it obligatory that the زكاة الفطر be given as a means of purification for the fasting person from al-lagwi wa rafathi, yani from senseless speech, yani speech that is of no benefit, and from obscene speech and behavior, al-rafath, yani that occurred during the fasting time, as a purification for the fasting person from these things that occurred from them, that are defects and faults in their worship, this fasting, this act of fasting. And it is also, in the hadith he said, it is a tu'matan lil masakin, a means of nourishment, a food for the masakin, the needy people. وَهَذَا فِيهِ أَنَّ زَكَاةُ فِطْرُ فِيهَا فَاعِدَ لِلْمُتَصَدِّقِ وَفَاعِدَ لِلْمُتَصَدِّقْ عَلَيْهِ. So in these words, there's an indication that the Zakatul Fitr contains a benefit for the one who is giving the charity, and it also contains a fa'idah, a benefit for the one who the charity is being given to. And a lot of times, we only have consciousness of the fact that there's a benefit for the one who's receiving, when in fact the first benefit and the greatest benefit is to the one who's giving. Naam. Because the one who's receiving is just receiving some food. But the one who's given is purifying their worship. What is greater? The benefit of the one who got some food, or the one whose worship is purified? So let us try to keep consciousness of this fact, that when we are given this, that yes, there's a benefit to the one we are given it to, but wallahi, the benefit to ourselves is greater, if we only knew. And this might change our state of mind, and our yani, the way that we give, and the feeling, and the expression that comes from us to those who we are giving to. There's a benefit for the muzakki, the one who is giving the zakat, and there's a benefit to the one whom it is being given to. As far as the benefit that is connected to the one who is giving this zakat, then it is a purification for him from al-lagwi wal-rafathi, yani meaning the senseless speech and the obscene, filthy speech and action that has taken place during one's fast. So every human being in their fast, during their fasting, there is no escape from them committing some act of neglect in something of the rites of the fast, or in falling short in some way, or some defect occurring in their speech or in their action and that which is similar to it. There's no doubt that this occurs for every human being. So this Zakatul Fitr comes as a means of purification for his fast or her fast. Yani he said, tuhratan lis-sa'im, a purification for the fasting person, meaning tutahhiruhu wa tuzakkihi wa tunaqqihi. Tutahhiruhu wa tuzakkihi wa tunaqqihi. Yani it purifies him and cleanses him, yani in his act of fasting. A purification for him from what? Min al-lagwi wa rafathi. Yani al-lagwi, it means al-lagwi fil qawl. Yani futile, useless, senseless speech. وَالرَّفَثْ, what is intended by is الْفَاحِشْ مِنَ الْأَفْعَالِ وَالْأَقْوَالِ. Yani that which is obscene, filthy, indecent from the actions or from the speech. Yani, when al-rafath is mentioned, this is one of the possible meanings of it. And sometimes when it is mentioned, it means al-jima' wa muqaddamatuhu. Yani, it means sexual relations and what comes before it, the foreplay that comes before it. This is also a meaning of al-rafath. However, here, the meaning is not sexual relations and what comes before it. Rather, the meaning is al-fuhsh fil aqwal wal-af'al. Yani, al-aqwal as-sayyi'ah. Yani, evil, filthy speech and what is similar to that. So the zakatul fitr is a purification for the fasting person concerning what has occurred during his fasting, shortcomings, defects, faults from al-lagwi and from al-rafathi. Secondly, he says it is a tu'ma lil-masakeen. It is a means of nourishment, like a ta'am, yani food for the poor person. And when you give the zakatul fitr to the person, it is a means of nourishment for them. However, if you were to give them some clothing, or you were to give them some money, لا يقال تعمى, then you cannot say that this is a تعمى. You cannot say this is تعمى. Yani, it is some benefit, no doubt, but it's not what is indicated in the hadith, in this hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said that zakatul fitr should be a tuhra, a purification for the sa'im, and a tu'ma, a means of nourishment for the needy person. So indeed, the clothing can be worn, and the money, the person can buy with it, a knife, or anything other than food, they might buy with it. But this does not fulfill the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated zakatul fitr for. Sometimes a poor person, especially in this time, might be given money and they might fall short in using that money. They might fall short in using that money to fulfill the needs of their children and buying food for them. So they might not buy food. Maybe they will buy with it something else other than food, other than what Allah has intended. And he said, I remember here one of the noble brothers. He was poor and he had a large family and he used to love books and he was a great love. And even though he was poor, he used to buy books with the little money that he had, even though he had a big family and a lot of children. He used to buy books. He loved to buy books. So sometimes some new books or some kutayyib jadida, new booklets or small books would come to the libraries, to the bookstores, and he would go to the bookstore and he would buy them. Even if he didn't have any money, he would buy them on credit. And he would get himself in debt buying books. This was because of what? Because of his great love and passion and desire for books. And this is dangerous. Yani, that you give somebody zakatul fitr and money, and then they, instead of buying food for their family and their children, they buy something else. That might be good, but it's not what is intended. He said, another of our brothers had informed me. He said to me that as for me, if I want to give something, yani, to so and so, I do not give him money, such and such person. I don't give him money. If I want to help him, I will go to the market and I will buy some rice and some food, and then I will go to him with it to his house and give him the food. Because if I was to give him some money, he might buy some books with it. He said, this is another person told me the same situation. And perhaps this is from the wisdom that might be sought in trying to understand what is the purpose or the objective of zakatul fitr being in food. Why did the Prophet command, obligate us to give food? He said, perhaps this is from the wisdom that might be sought in trying to understand why. Why is it like this? Why has it been legislated like this? But even if we don't know the hikmah, the wisdom, the objective, the purpose of why it was legislated as food, فَالْوَاجِبْ الْإِنْصِيَعَ لِلشَّرْعِ وَالْإِمْتِثَالِ لِلْأَمْرِ, then it is still obligatory upon us to submit and to surrender to what Allah has legislated and to comply with what Allah has commanded. And from amongst the wisdom that has been mentioned by some of the Ahlul Ilm concerning why zakatul fitr is in food, some of them said that there might come a time when the people might have a scarcity of food and they might have plenty of money. And like a time of famine. Some people, the rich people, have money, but there might not be any food available. So there might come a time, and he said, some of the scholars said this, when there's a scarcity of food but plenty of money. So the person who's given the zakat al-fitr might give preference to himself. He might prefer to give money and to keep the food that he has in his house, because not much food available. This due to what? The shortage or scarcity of food in the land. For this reason, the command came, yani in the Sharia, to give food so that the hunger of the poor and needy people will be filled and they will be satisfied, meaning on the day of Eid. And this is why it is mentioned in this hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that it is a tu'ma, yani a source of nourishment. And this tu'ma, yani this nourishment or giving of nourishment is not achieved except by giving the people food. It is not achieved by anything other than food, and nothing other than food fulfills this obligation. It is not fulfilled by giving money. Hence, if a person gives money, then it has not fulfilled his obligation. He will not, by giving this money, he will not have fulfilled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon him. He will not have fulfilled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon him. In the masjids right now, there are envelopes, and many of the masjids, they already started giving them out. They're on the posts and on the walls in different places for people to pick up the envelope. $10, $12, $15, whatever is zakat al-fitr. Whoever does this, they have not fulfilled the obligation of zakat al-fitr. They have been deceived by the people in charge of them. Either because those people, yani, it might sound harsh, but this is the best construction we can put on it. The people who are telling them to give money are ignorant. Either because they're ignorant, it may sound harsh, but that is better than that we say they know better, but they rather take the people's money. That's even worse. So we give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't say they know what's right, and they order the people to do what's wrong. We say, perhaps they don't know. Perhaps they don't know. But it's upon us to know. It's upon us to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, and to submit and to surrender and to comply with what Allah has legislated, not with what people who are ignorant or people who are criminal will cause the people to fall in, yani, because the masses, they don't have knowledge. They do whatever their leaders tell them to do. So if a person has given money, it has not fulfilled the obligation, and by giving money, they have not fulfilled that which Allah has made obligatory upon them. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَأْتِي فِي ذَلِكَ إِلَّا قَوْلَ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدٌّ أي مَرْدُودٌ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ غَيْرَ مَقْبُولٍ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يَأْتِي فِي السُّنَّةِ إِخْرَاجَ النُّقُودِ وَلَمْ يَأْتِي فِيهَا إِلَّا إِخْرَاجَ الطَّعَامِ Yani, if nothing came to us as a proof or evidence in this matter except the single statement of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, whoever, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو ردٌ, whoever does an action that is not in accordance with our amr, our affair, our deen, our sharia, that is not in accordance with this, فهو ردٌ, meaning it is مردود, it is rejected, it is returned to the one who has done it, غير مقبول منه, it is not accepted. Yani, whoever does an act that they consider as an act of worship due to their ignorance or their negligence or carelessness in knowing what is right, whoever does an act that they think is an act of worship is not in accordance with this affair of ours, yani this deen of ours, the sharia of Allah, then it will be returned to him. It will be mardood, غير مقبول. It's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. This is very, very important that we understand this. Because again, people are telling people to give money, and this has not been legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever just takes this saying alone, this should be sufficient for them. If nothing because nothing came in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for giving money as zakat al-fitr. Nothing came except giving food. Okay, here the Shaykh mentions four matters, and we'll try to mention them quickly, and then we'll look at some fatawa that clarify the issue even further. First matter, the time of giving the zakat al-fitr. It is from the setting of the sun on the night of the Eid, yani the night before the day of Eid. Meaning, Monday is the 29th day of Ramadan. If the month has 29 days and the moon is sighted that night, then the night, right, that night, after fasting 29 days that night, before the 30th day, the 30th day if it became the Eid, then the night before, that's the night of Eid. Before the prayer, the night before the prayer. Yani the prayer might be, inshallah, yani on what? Tuesday. If it is 29 days. Or it may be on Wednesday. So the night before Tuesday, that is Monday night, if the Eid is on Tuesday, then Monday night is the night of Eid. So a person, yani after sunset on the night of Eid, the night before the day of Eid, then this is the time of giving out the zakat al-fitr. Up until before the Salat. Up until before the Salat of Eid. Salat al-Eid. Yani that's the end of the time. When the Salat al-Eid is, yani begins, khalas, the time for zakat al-fitr is finished. Here he mentions the saying of Abd ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, أُمِرْنَا أَن نُؤَدِّيهَا قَبْلَ خُرُوجَ النَّاسِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Yani showing the end of the time of zakat al-fitr, we have been commanded to fulfill this obligation before the people go out for the salat, salat al-Eid. Salat al-Eid, that's the end of the time. And then he mentions another statement from Abd ibn Abbas, that is reported by Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah and others, and Shaykh al-Albani and Irwa al-Ghalil said that it's Hassan, it is a good and acceptable hadith. فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ زَكَاةٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ. Whoever has fulfilled it, who has given the zakat al-fitr to the person who is entitled to receive it, whoever has given it before the Salat al-Eid, then it is a zakat that is acceptable. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ. But whoever gives it after the salah has been performed, then it is merely a general charity. It is not zakat al-fitr. Khalas, they lost that. That's finished. So it is to be given before the salat al-eid. And its time begins, yani for giving this zakat al-fitr, it begins from sunset, the setting of the sun, on the night of the day of Eid, the night before the Eid salat. And if a person had given it out before that, yani before the day of Eid, بِيَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ يُجْزِي. If they gave it out a day before the Eid, or even 2 days before the Eid, yani if the Eid is on Tuesday, if they gave it out on Monday, or even Sunday, then this is permissible. It fulfills the obligation. But we should not give it out before that, yani more than 2 days. And even there's the fatwa of Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said even 3 days before. Naam. And he said that in a lot of fatawa, many of them. A Muslim. Firstly a Muslim, and secondly a person who has some need. Meaning, a person has a job, but their salary is not sufficient to take care of their needs. They're just barely able to pay their rent, they don't have enough money to buy food, clothing and stuff. That person is entitled to receive. Now,
how do you know a person?
Well, we have to know the Muslims. We're supposed to know each other. That's how we know. We're supposed to know each other. For the sake of time, yani, whoever doesn't know, ask somebody who does know. If you don't know, ask the imam. The imam knows the people in every community. Every imam, he's supposed to know the people in his community. If you don't know, your neighbor doesn't know, the brother that you pray next to every day doesn't know, ask the imam. The imam knows. Okay? Go to the imam, inshallah. Just to keep it short, yani, if we don't know, we have to ask somebody who knows. But there are definitely people who are needy, there are people who are entitled, there are people who are worthy, and it's our obligation to search for them. It's not their obligation to put up a sign or make an announcement. That's not their obligation. It's our obligation to know who are the Muslims and to seek them out. That's our obligation. If you don't do that, you have failed. Don't blame it on the people. Blame it on yourself. Because this is obligation on you and me. And we have to seek those people out. And we're supposed to know our people. And we don't know, there are people amongst us who are in need and we don't know them, then we have fallen short. If the only way we came to know them is if they put their hand out, then we have fallen short. We have fallen short. The Shaykh, he says, point number two of these last couple of points, the Zakatul Fitr should be given in the land in which the person is in. The person who's fasting, the land that they're in that town, in that city, in that locality, they should give it in that place for themselves and on behalf of their family and their children. And if they appoint their family, meaning the man, the head of the household, is in another land, in another city, in another town, and they appoint their family to give it out on behalf of himself and the other members of his family in another place, this is also permissible, it's valid, and it's acceptable. And this is a matter, there's room for various applications. Yani, a person can give out in the land where they're in, or they can appoint somebody, a family member, to give it out in the land where their family is at if they're in a different place. Point number three. The person should give it out willingly. Yani, being happy and pleased to give in it. Yani, طَيِّبَةً بِهَا نَفْسَهُ. Yani, in himself, the person should be feeling good about this. Not giving it grudgingly. I got to give this up. I don't want to give it. Rather, they should feel good about it. Their nafs should be happy, should be pleased, should be content. وَيَحْرِسْ عَلَىٰ انْتِقَاءَ الطَّعَامِ الطَّيِّبِ. And they should be eager and diligent in trying to seek out the ta'am that is good, that is wholesome, that is better. Not the worst that they can find, the cheapest that they can find. They should be eager in trying to find the best of what they can find of good food to give. And they should not just try to free themselves of this obligation with the worst food that's present or the cheapest in price just so that they got free from fulfilling this obligatory duty. No, they must eagerly seek out to give the tayyib, yani the food that is good and wholesome. They must search for that which is nafi, the food that is beneficial to who they are giving it to. And they should be pleased and content. Their self, their soul should be pleased and content in doing so. And they should give it in a kind, humble, generous spirit. Not proud and arrogant, looking down on somebody. And finally, the last point the Shaykh says, وَيَتَحَرَّ أَيْضًا الْفَقِيرُ, that they should be eager and seeking, yani being selective and careful and seeking the poor person who is first and foremost a Muslim, mandatory, and better that a Muslim who is worshipping Allah. They are more worthy than the Muslim who may be needy but not worshipping Allah. They should be eager and be selective in seeking out the needy person. Some of the people, they just want to free themselves of this obligation by any way possible. And they don't eagerly seek out. They are not selective in seeking the poor who are more worthy. They don't search for them. Some of them, they go to the store and they purchase the food. And when they pay for it, they say to the store man, do you know anybody who can receive zakat? Zakatul Fitr? And if he says yes, then they leave it there with him. And they go about their business. And they don't even want to make an effort to look for a person who is worthy, who is entitled, who is in need to receive this. You know somebody who gives zakat al fitr? Okay, I leave it with you. You got it. Wallahi, akhi, this is sinful. And if the store person is not trustworthy, then maybe the next person who comes in the store, they'll resell it to them. Who are you leaving it with? This responsibility. So it is a necessity that you give care, that the person gives care to this zakat, and that they eagerly seek out to give this zakat to fulfill it on behalf of themselves and their family. Mutaqarriban ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mutaharriyan hadha al-khayr al-azim wa al-nafi' al-kabir al-mutarattib على هذه الزكاة. So they should give care to this matter and be eager and diligent in fulfilling this obligation as a means of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eagerly seeking this great, tremendous goodness and this great, tremendous benefit that is resultant or built upon this zakat. And this ended with the Shaykh said, and there's still a few minutes, and there are a couple of fatawa, and maybe we won't be able to read all of them, but there are some fatawa from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, a very important, yani, on very important matters related to zakatul fitr, and I will try to read as many of them as possible in the time that remains. And these, yani, fatawa, again, are from the majmua fatawa of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, from the 18th volume of his fatawa. The first question, what is the amount of sadaqatul fitr? He said its amount is a sa'a, yani a measurement in volume, yani if a person cups their hands together four times, yani according to the sa' and nabawi, yani the sa' that was used in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which if it were weighed by weight, it would equal to 2 kilos and 40 grams, yani 2.4 grams. And this, the Shaykh said in another place, yani is equal to about 5 pounds in weight. And he also said, yani, of wheat, yani this amount of wheat, or that which is equal to it, like lentils, yani same amount of lentils, 2.4 kilos. The second question, is it permissible to give zakatul fitr to workers, some people who are working for you who are not Muslims? The Shaykh said, لا يجوز, it is not permissible to give it to anyone except the poor person from amongst the Muslims. Huh? Very important. Question number 3. What is the ruling concerning conveying or delivering the zakatul fitr to a faraway land due to the need? Or, yani, based on the fact that there are a lot of poor people in another place. He said, transferring the zakatul fitr to another land other than the land in which the person who is giving it is living or fasting, if it is for a need such that he didn't find any poor person in his land, then there's no harm in doing so. And if it is without a need or necessity, then, yani, meaning that there are poor people in his land, then transferring it to another land is la yajuz. It's not permissible. The next question, he said, what is the ruling concerning putting the zakatul fitr or leaving it with a neighbor until the needy person comes to receive it from the neighbor? Maybe the person is not going to be around at that time, so they left it with the neighbor. The Shaykh said it is permissible for a person to leave it with his neighbor and say to his neighbor that this is for so and so. If he comes, then give it to him. However, it is a necessity that this zakatul fitr must reach the hand of the needy person before Salatul Eid. Because the neighbor that you had left it with is just a representative who has to give it on your behalf, and nonetheless it still has to be given before Salatul Eid. However, if this is a different case, this is you appointing somebody to give it on behalf of you, the giver. He said, but if the neighbor has been appointed by the needy person, not you appointed them, but the person who's going to receive it appointed the neighbor to receive it on their behalf, that's different. Yani, they said, take the zakatul fitr from the neighbor. Yani, meaning that give, yani, the zakatul fitr to the neighbor. Yani, the needy person says, yani, I appoint the neighbor to receive it, then this is permissible. That it remain with the person who has been appointed by the receiver, even if it remain with them after Salatul Eid. Because they have been appointed to receive it, as long as they received it before Salatul Eid, then it's good. If they are appointed by the receiver, not if they are appointed by the giver. The next question, what if the person who leaves the zakatul fitr with his neighbor, and nobody comes to receive it before the Eid, and the time has expired, what is the ruling concerning this? He said, we have already mentioned that if a person leaves it with their neighbor, then either the neighbor has been appointed by the needy person In which case, once it reaches the neighbor, then it is the same as it has reached the needy person. There's no difference between it. However, if the needy person has not appointed the neighbor, rather you have appointed them to give it out for you, then it is necessary that it has to be delivered. Yani, it has to reach the person who is entitled to receive it before Salatul Eid. Is it permissible for the needy person who the one who is giving wants to give it to, give the zakatul fitr to, is it permissible for them to appoint somebody else, the needy person to appoint someone else? This is a repetition of the previous issue, to receive it on their behalf. Is it to receive it in time, in the time that is supposed to be delivered? Is it permissible for the needy person to appoint somebody to receive it on their behalf in the proper time? He said this is permissible. Yani, it's permissible for them to say that such and such person, yani the needy person, to say such and such person, I appoint them to receive it for me. As long as that person who they have appointed receives it in time, then there's no harm in doing so. So if the time came, yani the day of Eid, or 1 or 2 days before the day of Eid, and that appointed person who has been appointed by the needy person receives it on the day of Eid, or a day or two before the day of Eid, then this, yani, the matter is correct, and it is right, and it is acceptable. The next question, the Shaykh, is a long question. The Shaykh says, when, yani, there are three questions. Actually, they ask, when is Zakatul Fitr to be given? What is its amount? And is it permissible to give extra, yani, to give more than the legislated amount as Zakatul Fitr? And is it permissible to give it as wealth? These are four questions. The Shaykh says, Zakatul Fitr is to be given as food, and it's to be given at the end of Ramadan. And its amount is a sa'a, as it has been mentioned in the hadith of Abd ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made obligatory Zakatul Fitr for Ramadan as a sa'a from dates, or sa'a from barley. And in the narration of Abd ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made obligatory Sadaqatul Fitr as a means of purification for the fasting person from al-laghu wal-rafath, and a means of nourishment for the poor people. And these hadith already been mentioned. So it should be from, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, it should be from the food that is prevailing, that is prevalent, that is common amongst the people. And this today is like dates, or wheat, or rice. And if we were in a place where the people eat corn, and that's what's common amongst them, then we can, yani, give corn, or raisins, or aqit, yani, sun-baked yogurt, or cottage cheese. And here he mentions the hadith as support of this, the statement of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He said, we used to give in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Zakatul Fitr as a sa'a min ta'am, a sa'a of food. Wa kana ta'amuna at-tamr wa sha'ir wa zabib wa al-aqit. And our food at that time that was common amongst us was dates and barley and raisins and sun-baked cottage cheese. So the time for delivering this is on the morning of the Eid before the Salat, based on the hadith of Abd ibn Umar that we were commanded to fulfill this obligation before the people go out to the Salat. And this hadith is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, in support of this is the hadith of Abd ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that whoever delivers it, who gives it before the Salat, then it is an acceptable zakat, and whoever gives it after the salat, then it is just a general sadaqah. It is not zakatul fitr. And it is permissible to give it in advance before the day of Eid, 1 day before the day of Eid, or 2 days before the day of Eid, and it is not permissible to give it yani before that, since it is named zakatul fitr because it is connected to the fitr, yani the breaking of the fast of Ramadan, yani the completion of the fast of the month of Ramadan. And if it had been permissible to give it before that, at the beginning of the month, then it wouldn't have been called Zakatul Fitr, it would have been called Zakatul As-Siyam, the charity of fasting. So it has been specified that it be given a day, yani on the day of Eid, or a day or two before, but it has to be given, yani on the day of Eid before the Salat, or a day, it is permissible to give it a day or 2 days before the day of Eid. As far as giving extra, more than a sa'a, يعني الزكاة فطر. The Sheikh says, if this is giving extra, is considered, the person thinks they are doing an act of worship, and that this is something, yani, they want to give, yani, they are thinking that it's legislated, that a person can give more than what has been legislated as zakat al-fitr, then this is bid'ah. But if the person is just giving the extra as just a general sadaqah, not as zakat al-fitr, then this is permissible, and there's no harm in this, and there's no problem with it. However, sticking to the amount that has been legislated as zakat al-fitr, that has been legislated in the Sharia, is better. And whoever wants to give some sadaqah extra, then give it independently. Yani, distinguish between them, separate it from them. And Allah knows best. But if somebody wants to give money, then this is the chance to give money. Give the zakat al-fitr as food, and give the extra as you like, whatever you want to give them. Many of the people say it's difficult for me to measure out this amount of zakat al-fitr as a sa'ah. So to be certain, yani, that they have fulfilled the obligatory duty, yani, to be sure and to take precautions, they may give extra, and the Shaykh said this is permissible and there is no harm in that. Meaning, the extra that they are given is just to make sure that they have reached the amount that is obligatory upon them. Yani, the Shaykh, he also mentions, yani, concerning this giving extra, some other matters, but for the sake of time, because we only have maybe 1 minute remaining, I just want to mention in closing, the Shaykh in another fatwa, he mentions a number of points concerning the obligation of giving zakat al-fitr as food, and that it's not permissible to give it as otherwise. And he mentioned 5 points. He said that it can only be given. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.